Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion, the 12th Hour, Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is February 9, 2018, or the Shabbat 24, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all harm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all harm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm. I have blessed peace with my Yasonir. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm.
Everlasting Covenant, Part 2, Psalms 105. It says, O give thanks unto Yahweh, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek ye Yahweh. Seek ye Yahweh and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham his servant, ye children of Jacob his chosen. He is Yahweh Elohim, his judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded unto a thousand generations. Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and unto Israel for an everlasting covenant. Saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. And when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one a nation to another, from one kingdom to another kingdom, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with the fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of Yahweh tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him master of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourn in the land of Ham. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemy. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servant. He sent Moses his servant and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance. In the chambers of their kings he spake, and there came divers sorts of flies and lice in all their coasts. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also and their fig trees, and brake the trees of their coast. He spake, and the locusts came, and caterpillars, and that without number, and he did eat up all the herbs in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. He smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Yahweh. Deuteronomy 4:40, let's go read it. It says that thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee forever. Then Moses served three cities on this side of Jordan toward the sun rising, that the slayer might flee thither, which should kill his neighbor unawares, and hated him not in times past, and that fleeing unto one of these cities he might live. Okay. Let's go back now to continue our everlasting covenant theme. We're going to go to Isaiah 24 and see what we got there. It says that, verse 1, Behold, the Yahweh maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury. To him the land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Yahweh has spoken this word. The earth mourneth and fadeth away, the world languisheth and fadeth away, the hearty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the law, changed the orders, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are destined. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. The new wine mourneth, the vine languishes, all the merry hearted do sigh, the mirth of the tabret ceases, the noise of them that rejoice endeth, the joy of the harp ceases, they shall not drink wine with a strong, with a song, strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. The city of confusion is broken down, every house is shut up, that no man may come in. There is a crying for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone, and the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with the destruction. So why is that? I'll go back to verse 5 and read to you again. For the earth is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the orders, broken the everlasting covenant. Now, in Isaiah 33:8, it talks about that everlasting covenant again. Let's go look at that. It says, the highways lie waste, the wayfaring man ceases, he hath broken the covenant, he hath despised the city, he regardeth no man. Says, the earth mourneth and languishes, Lebanon is ashamed and hewn down, Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. Go back to Isaiah 24, it says, and the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten, verse 12, with the destruction. When this it shall be, and in the midst of the land, among the people, there shall be as the shaking of an olive tree, and as the greening grapes, and the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voice, they shall sing for the majesty of the Yahweh, they shall cry aloud from the sea. Wherefore glorify ye the Yahweh in the fires, even the name of the Yahweh Elohim of Israel in the isles of the sea. From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glories unto the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me. The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down, the earth is clean dissolved, the earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgressors shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Yahshua shall punish the host, the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison. And after many days shall they be visited. Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when the Yahshua of the host, this is the Son, shall reign in the Mount Zion and in Yerushalayim, and before his angels gloriously. Okay, that's the end of Isaiah 24. Let's now go to our next Isaiah 55, our next chapter on the everlasting covenant, as we continue this study. Verse 1, Isaiah 55, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye unto the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in the fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Yahweh thy Elohim, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Yahweh while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him, and unto our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from the heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you, and the singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Yahweh for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Thus saith Yahweh, keep your judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it. And this is Isaiah 56, verse 2, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hands from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself unto Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith Yahweh unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls a place, and a name better than of the sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves unto the Yahweh to serve him, and to love the name of the Yahshua, this is actually talking about Yahshua and the Father, to love the Yahweh, or Yahshua, to be his servant, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant. There's that everlasting covenant, you see. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted from mine altar. For mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Yahweh Elohim, which gathereth the outcast of Israel, says, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. All ye beasts of the field, come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. That's the end of Isaiah 56. Now let's see, let's go to Isaiah 61 now. Some more on the everlasting covenant theme. Actually, let's read Isaiah 60. That says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Yahweh is risen upon thee. So our light has come, our time has come, and his glory has risen upon us. And we've had that glory a long time, but we've got to do more than what we're doing to get Yahweh's assisting power to help us to accomplish the things that he has for us to do. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Yahweh shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings unto the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see, all they give themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then shalt thou see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. For the multitude of the camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of the Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Yahweh. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a dove to their windows? Surely the isle shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Yahweh the Elohim, and unto the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the force of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. For the glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. For the sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down to the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Yahweh, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 49:22-23. Also the cross reference to that. Let's go read Isaiah 49:22-23. It says that, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will lift up mine hand unto the Gentiles, and set up my standard unto the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Yahweh, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Let's go back now to Isaiah 60:5. Then shalt thou see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. There it is right there. The abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The force of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of the camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come, they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Yeshua, the Son. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee, the rams of the Naboth shall minister unto thee, they shall come up with acceptance on mount altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a dove to their windows? Surely the hour shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Yahshua thy Elohim, or Yahweh thy Elohim, and unto, that's the Father, and unto the Holy One, which is the Son of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. Who is this thee? The house of David. That's who we are. And you can go to Jeremiah 3:17, and it'll give you some more information on that. It says, at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Yahshua, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, unto the name of the Yahshua, unto Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. So let us continue now with where we left off. And the sons of the strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. So Isaiah 26:2 gives us a little cross-reference on that. 26:2, it says, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Let's go back now to Isaiah 60. It says, verse 12, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. For the glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of Yahweh, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel is Yahshua. Verse 15, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of the king, and thou shalt know that I, Yahshua, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. This is Yahshua the Son. This is Yahshua speaking. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood, brass, and for stones, iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by the day, neither for the brightness, neither the moon give light unto thee, but the Yeshua shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy Elohim, the Father of thy glory. For thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Yeshua shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous, they shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. Out of Yahshua will hasten it in his time. Okay, that's the end of Isaiah chapter 60. Let's go right on to 61. For the spirit of the Yahweh Elohim is upon me, because the Yahshua, Yahweh, hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captives. All right, let's do that again. For the Spirit of Yahweh Elohim, the Father, is upon me. Now this is Yahshua talking. Isaiah is writing it, but Yahshua is the one that's actually doing the talking. Because the Yahweh has anointed me, the Father hath anointed me, Isaiah, as well as Yahshua, to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. This is who he sent Yahshua also to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. So Isaiah was given the prophecy, and those that understand and seek prophecy to understand it, then they will know when it's time for Isaiah's prophecy to be opened up, and to set these prisoners free there from this prison house here in the last day. Verse 2, Isaiah 61. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Yahshua and the day of the vengeance of Elohim, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of the righteousness, the planting of the Yahshua, that he might be glorified, and they shall build the old ways, they shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations, and strangers shall stand and feed your fox, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of Yahweh, men shall call you the ministers of Elohim. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourself. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them, for all the Yahweh love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in the truth. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. This is an everlasting covenant. Isaiah 30, verse 18 alludes to that as well. And therefore, will the Yahweh wait that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted that he may have mercy upon you. For the Yahweh is a... For the Yahshua is a... A judge, he is actually a judge of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. So Jeremiah 17:7 talks a little bit about that. Jeremiah 17:7. It says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Yahshua and whose hope Yahshua is. Now we go back to Isaiah 61:9. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Yahshua hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Yahshua, my soul shall be joyful in my Elohim, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh herself with the ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. As a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Okay, let's do that verse 10 all over again, Isaiah 61. I will greatly rejoice in the Yeshua. My soul shall be joyful in my King. For he hath clothed me with the garments of the salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of the righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with the ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Yahweh Elohim will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Okay, that's the end of Isaiah 61. Let's go on with Isaiah 62. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Yerushalayim's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as a brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Yeshua shall name. And Isaiah 56:5, what does it say? It says, even unto them will I give in mine house within my walls a place and a name better than of the sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. How about that? Isaiah 62, verse 3, thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of Yeshua, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy Elohim. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Judah, for the Yeshua delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee, and as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy Elohim rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of Yeshua, keep not silent, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. That Yeshua has sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to the meat for thine enemies, and the son of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise Yeshua, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Yeshua hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye unto the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh, behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. They shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Yeshua, and thou shalt be called, sought out a city not forsaken. So, it says in Isaiah 63, who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments, from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in the righteousness, mighty to say, this is Yeshua. Okay. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. This is Yeshua talking here. For the day of the vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Okay, we'll go back to Isaiah 35:4, and we'll read a little bit more about that. It says, Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your Elohim will come with a vengeance, even Yahweh with a recompense. Let's do that again. Say unto them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your King, Yeshua, will come with a vengeance, even Yeshua, your King, with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. This is what we're looking for here in the very near future. And the parched ground shall become a pool, in the thirsty land springs of water, and the habitation of the dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. For the unclean shall not pass over it. This is Isaiah 35:8. But it shall be for those the wayfaring men, and though fools, they shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Yeshua shall return, and come unto Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall attain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 63:5. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Yahshua, and the praises of the Yahshua, according unto all that the Yahshua hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, that's the house of David, Judah, tribe of Judah, which he hath bestowed on them, according unto his mercies, and according unto the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. This is Yahshua talking. Isaiah 51:4 gives us a little more confirmation on that. It says that, hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make thy judgments to rest for a light of the people. Isaiah 42:46. It says, he shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he hath set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith Yahweh, the Redeemer, he that the Elohim, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Yahshua, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, and for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Yahshua, that is my name, and my glory will not give to another my praises to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Yahshua a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rocks sing, and let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Yahshua, and declare his praise in the islands. For the Yahshua shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. Well, this is what's going on with our government today. Donald Trump fits into this picture real clear. It says, for Yahshua shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up the jealousy like a man of war. Well, we certainly have that jealousy in our government today. The Democrats are just enraged against the Republicans that's taken over the power and the reins of Washington, D.C. They just totally out of their minds with rage. Let's go ahead. Back to Isaiah 63:8. He said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. And all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bared them and carried them all the days of old. That was in the wilderness, the 40 years in the wilderness. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, "Where is he that brought up them out of the sea with the shepherd of his people? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the waters before them to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble? As a beast goeth down into the valley, the spirit of Yeshua caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people, make thyself a glorious name. Look down from heaven, and behold, from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength, the sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercy toward me? Are they restrained? Doubtless thou art of our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Yeshua, art our father, our redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. O Yeshua, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and hardened our heart from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance. The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary." Well, we know all about that. Our adversaries, we had adversaries right up to Kermit, third feeding pastor here of Israel today, the spiritual Israel today, coming out of the Adventist Church, right down to the very last day, we had the adversaries that was at each other's throats in the sanctuary. Verse 19, Isaiah 63, "We are thine, thou never bearest fruit over them. They were not called by thy name." We talked about that before. Gilead's sinner was not called by his name. Gilead's head was called Esau. Now, if Gilead's sinner had been called Jacob, then it would have been called by his name. But it was called Esau, which despised his birthright and was rejected of Yahweh. Alright, that's the end of Isaiah 63. Let's go into Jeremiah 32 now. Skip that over a little bit here and see what we got here. It says, "The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of the Judah, which was in the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. For then the king of the Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison which was in the king of the Judah's house. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, Wherefore dost thou prophesy and say, Thus saith Yahshua, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah, the king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans. Verily shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with his mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes. And he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be, until I visit him, said to Yeshua. Though you fight with the Chaldeans, you shall not prosper. And Jeremiah said, the word of Yeshua came unto me, saying, Behold, Hananiel, the son of Shalom, thine uncle shall come unto thee, saying, Buy thee my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of the redemption is thine to buy it. So Hananiel, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of Yahweh, and said unto me, Buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of the inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself. And I knew that this was the word of the Yeshua, and I bought the field of Hananiel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. and I subscribed the evidence and sealed it, and took witnesses and weighed him the money and the balances. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed, according to the law and custom, and that which was open, and I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Messiah, in the sight of Hananel, my uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Baruch before them, saying, thus saith Yahshua the host, the king of Israel. You could say also the judge of Israel. I take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For this saith Yahshua the host, the judge of Israel, or the king of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, I prayed unto Yahshua, saying, O Yahweh Elohim, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompenses the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty Elohim, Yahshua the host, is his name. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men. He gave every one according unto his ways and according unto the fruit of his doing, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and hath made thee a name as at this day, and hast brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt, with a sign, with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with great terror, and hast given them this land, which thou didst swear unto their fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice. Neither walked in thy laws. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold, the months, or the mounts, M-O-U-N-T-S, they are come in unto the city to take it. And the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it, because of the sword, and of the famine, and of the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast made unto me a, O Yeshua, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldean. And came the word of Yeshua unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Yeshua, the king of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Therefore thus saith Yahshua, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans that fight against this city shall come and set fire on this city, and burn it with the houses upon whose roof they have offered incense unto Baal, and poured out drink offerings unto other gods, to provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith Yahshua. For this city hath been to me as a provocation of mine anger and of my fury from the day that they built it even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face, because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princesses, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned unto me the back, and not the face. So I taught them, rising up early, and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. that they set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not. Neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. Now therefore, thus saith to Yahshua, the king of Israel, concerning this city, whereof ye say, it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries whither I have driven them in mine anger, and in my fury, and in a great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place. And I will cause them to dwell safely, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, there's that everlasting covenant, and that I will not turn away from them to do them a good. But I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly, with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus saith Yahshua, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. And fear shall be bought in this land, wherever ye say it is desolate without man or beast, it is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money and subscribe evidence and seal them and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin and in the places about Jerusalem and in the cities of Judah and in the cities of the mountain and in the cities of the valley and in the cities of the south. For I will cause their captivity to return, saith Yahshua. Okay, that ended Jeremiah 32. Okay, Jeremiah 33, verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Yahweh came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus saith to Yahshua, the maker thereof, the Yahshua that formed it to establish Yahshua is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith Yahshua, the Elohim of Israel, concerning the house of this city, and concerning the house of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mouth and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in mine anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of the peace and truth. Now, what's the reason why Yahweh has to bring the enemy upon his people? Because they have turned to wickedness, and he can't heal them, he can't cure them, he can't do anything with them, he can't do anything until he gets rid of them. And then once he gets rid of them, he says, I can bring it to health and cure it. I will cure them. Verse 7, and I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquities whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And this shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. They said to Yahshua, again, they shall be heard in this place, which you say shall be desolate without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate without man and without inhabitant and without beast, for the voice of the joy and the voice of the gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Yahshua of the host, for the Yahshua is good, for his mercy endureth forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of Yeshua, for I will cause to return of the captivity of the land as at the first, saith Yeshua. Okay? It says, verse 12, thus saith Yeshua the host, again in this place which is desolate, without man and without beast, and in all the cities thereof shall be an habitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down, in the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the vale, and in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah shall the flocks pass again under the hands of him that tilleth them, saith Yeshua. Behold, the days come, says Yeshua, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and unto the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of the righteousness to grow up unto David. And he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. And in those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, Yeshua, our righteousness. So in the land, the church, house of David is married to the Yeshua. For thus saith Yeshua, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel, neither shall the priest, the Levites, want a man before me to burn, to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. And the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah saying, thus saith Yeshua, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then shall may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that it should not have that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites the priests my ministers. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of Yahshua came unto Jeremiah, saying, considerest thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which Yahshua hath chosen, he hath even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Thus saith Yahshua, if my covenant be with not with the day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of the heaven and the earth, then I will cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. This brings a close of our study. This hour, contact us at the 11th hour, call us number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. He leadeth me. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort sought. Whate'er I do, where I be, still 'tis Yah's hand that leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden flowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis his hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful fidelity, for by his hand he leadeth me. Yah, I would clasp my hand in thine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my Yah that leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by the grace of victory's won, even death to wave I will not flee. His yard to Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, leadeth me. By his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower leadeth me, for by his hand.